Well, Remnant, good morning and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. This Sunday morning, the 1st of July, July 6, 2025. June's gone. Here we are, July, summertime, 2025. We thank you for joining us. We start out with the pistol prayer. We hope you are prayed up. There's plenty to pray about today, of all days. And so we hope you're prayed up this morning. We pray the pistol prayer, a type of imprecatory prayer. We know our God hears it. If we've confessed our sins before him, he hears our prayers and he answers our prayers. He has things in motion. He has the pathway there for these prayers to be answered. So we keep praying them. We hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, summertime, a lot going on. Wanted to start out with a couple of scriptures here from Proverbs and Psalms that I think they're good reminders. I think that they are all in the scripture. It should be a good reminder, a guideline for us. Should be what we set our standard by, what we do, what we don't do, how we live our lives. Wanted to start off with these two this morning. I think they're very important. The first one, Proverbs, I've got them both on the same screen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And I think what goes along with it is here in Psalm 56, 3 through 4. It says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust, I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? And I think both of these, you know, especially put your trust in him and lean not on your own understanding. There are things that happen in this life we live, in this world, in this land, that we do not understand. We don't. But we can put our trust in him. We can, when we don't understand, we have these scriptures that we can turn back to. So, you know, Lord, I don't understand this, but I'm going to trust in you. And I think that especially with what's going on in Texas right now, that applies. Many times we don't understand, but we can trust in him. We hope you pray for Texas. We hope you've heard the flooding, the devastation, the search and rescue still ongoing. The latest I saw, official Saturday, confirmed at least 32 people are dead. More than 27 young girls remain missing after a devastating flood swept through Kerr County. I noticed this morning, I think the death toll's up to 49 or 50. At least three, I think now it's up to five young girls staying at Camp Mystic, an all-girls private Christian retreat in Hunt, Texas, have been confirmed dead. I think this morning it was up to five. The pictures that you see, it's devastating. But God is in it as well. I saw a picture from inside of a helicopter, and it had two little girls that they had rescued out of the water. And the little girls are sitting in the back of the helicopter with their hands over their ears. You know, these are little 8-9-year-old girls in shorts and T-shirts that they plucked out of the water. And they're sitting in the helicopter. And then I saw an update yesterday. 12 miles downstream that they plucked a lady out of a tree that was living and rescued her. And so God's hand is in this. We don't understand it fully. We don't. We've certainly been in prayer, been encouraging others to pray. We sent a prayer request out this morning on the prayer chain. And so in all things, I think God is calling his people to him. I think he does work all things for good for those that love him. He calls his people to him. We read that throughout the scripture, when these things happen. So we do. We ask you to be in prayer for Texas, for those that are going through this, for the first responders, the searchers, the search and rescue, and all that. And I think that, again, in being able to turn to those scriptures, the importance of the Anglo-Israel message comes up. Why it is so important to understand who we are, that these scriptures are not just to an adoption over there, to somebody that's over there, just whatever, but that they are for his people. They were written to us, to our forefathers and their forefathers, to generations. And his promises and his covenants, well, they're forever. They are. They are an everlasting, we read that, an everlasting covenant. And he is faithful when we are not. And so we're celebrating. We're coming off the 4th of July weekend, right? So wanted to touch base on that because we need to understand that this nation, who it is, who it was formed by and for, and who formed it. So we'll talk about America, that nation born in a day. Isaiah 66:8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. And that was, that was the understanding and the settling of this nation. You can read about it. We've got Pastor's fantastic book, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. And it is just a great summary, a real quick summary of the settling of this nation from a scriptural viewpoint. And it truly is a great discovery. A couple scriptures that tie into it, 2 Samuel 7:10, and this is what I think it was Pastor John Cotton preached his farewell sermon to the pilgrims when they sailed over here. And he said, I also will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may live in their own place and not be disturbed again. It goes on as before. And since that has happened, we have not been disturbed again as before. Again, a scripture coming true. No, you won't learn this in seminary. You won't hear this from the Judeo-Christian church pulpits. But it's truth. And it is so ingrained in the DNA of our people that they don't even know it, but they celebrate, but it's almost like they don't know why they celebrate. It truly is. And then, again, Isaiah 66:7-8, we touch base on this, but it says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in a day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. And that is an apt description of the travailing. Oh, it wasn't easy. It wasn't like God said, hey, guys, here this is over here. I'm just going to give it to you. And you don't have to do anything for it. It's just for you right now and the land of milk and honey, walk into it. No, it is that word travail. You know, that describes a woman in childbirth, labor, pain, hurting, probably sorrow, probably doubt at times. But it also describes a perseverance. We have to remember that when this nation was founded, that's what our forefathers had. When we read the Declaration, when we read the Constitution and those things, they did what they did, not for themselves, but for us, for their posterity, for their children's 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 children. And so forth. They were thinking generationally. Seems like we've lost a lot of that today. Today it's right now, right here. I don't care what it costs, just I want it right now. And we have to get away from that. We do. How about the scripture from Zechariah? You know, I've mentioned to people that, yeah, America is found in the Bible. And when you go, you try to look at it and you bring these up and they just, their eyes gloss over, deer in the headlight looks. I'm sure you've had it as well. But the scriptures are there. If you can look at scripture through the lens, through the glasses of the Holy Spirit, again, it goes back to baptism, the importance of baptism. Brother Zach's bringing great messages from Acts. Got another one today. But in going through Acts 2 just a couple weeks ago, repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is those, it gives you that insight, that ability to see what these scriptures mean. Let's take a look at this one, Zechariah 14:8. Zechariah 14:8, and it says, "And on that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it toward the eastern sea and the other half toward the western sea, in summer and winter alike." And that is just another description of his new Jerusalem. And you notice what's how you spell Jerusalem is J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. And you have from the middle, USA, right there in the middle of that new Jerusalem, these waters flowing east and west. And that doesn't fit any other nation. It doesn't. Certainly not the old land of the Israeli. For they do not have an eastern sea and a western sea. And they have always been a land of walled villages, whereas we have not been. And then from the Mayflower Compact, again, just fact after fact. Now, most people don't want to believe truth. They don't. They want to believe that convenient lie, right? They want to have their ears tickled, but the truth is here. And as God's people, we have to stand on the truth because that truth still resonates, right? It resonated with us. It called us. And it still resonates with the few, the remnant that are out there. This from the Mayflower Compact starts out, "In the name of God, we whose names are unwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign, Lord King James, by the grace of God, by Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." See, that's the foundation. That's the rock solid, the bottom. Where these people came from, like you said, from Spain and France and Ireland and Britain. Well, we have a map called the Reformations of Israel in the West. We've reprinted it. It's big placemat size. And it does a very good job of showing, of describing the migrations of Israel throughout history, the names that were changed. You know, it's just like when your daughters get married, their names change. Well, that happened over centuries as Israel was taken into captivity and then was still that lifelong covenant, that forever covenant was still there. And God's promises to his people that they would become a multitude of nations. And they did that very thing. Jason, can you hit that next one? I think it's the map is up next. Yeah, there it is. Westward trek map. And so we've got it. Israel's tribal migrations to the appointed place. And so if you'd like that, we'd be glad to send it to you. Again, it answers a lot of questions. It's some of the keys to our history, to why we get to celebrate this July 4th. Back to the foundations. Even Daniel Webster said, "Let us not forget the religious character of our origin." Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you." If you want to see these things, they're there. They are there. A quote from Patrick Henry. "This great nation was founded not by religionists," okay, "not by those that worship the earth or that worship entities other than God, Buddhists or Zenists or whatever. Not by religionists, but by Christians," he said. "Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." And of course, we know 2 Chronicles 3, where the Lord is the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And if we care to go back and look at the Christian religious, it's not taught in the schools anymore. Oh, I can remember many years ago in elementary school, some of it was, but it's not anymore. But whether it's taught or not, the truth is still there. The quotes are still there. We can go back and see, not only in our scriptures, but our quotes from our founding fathers. Here's a couple more. James Madison says, "We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God." That ties in with John Adams, Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government or governance of any other. And that is true Christianity, isn't it? Love God, obey His commandments. He says, if you love me, obey me, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that ties right in. That's what Madison was saying, was conveying to the people. We also have, here's some resources. These next couple of slides are some resources that we have that are available for you that, you know, for the most part, Pastor put them together because he knew the importance. This first one, Public Law 97-280, and I've seen people with bigger voices than us having those and sharing those. But it tells where Congress declares the Bible, the Word of God. And then also the God Save America Again DVD. It is a teaching DVD, a resource DVD that Pastor Peters put together. And we still have it. We'd be glad to send it out. It's an eye-opener full of references. And resources that just aren't available everywhere. You don't find this stuff in your library. You don't. The history book, The Light and the Glory, by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. And I think, Jason, you've said you used this as a history book in your junior high school education. And so we have it available. And then they also came out with The Light and the Glory for Children. And so we have that available. We can send that to you. Great, truthful history books. Now, these are not necessarily from the Anglo-Israel perspective, but they present truth. It's as simple as that. They present truth. And when you present truth, you can't help but see that it truly is God's eternal covenants and His eternal blessings being poured out upon His people, on His people. We do have the, we put it together many years ago, the America and the Bible packet, and it includes the greatest discovery of our age. You see it there. The book by Pastor Earl Jones, Christians Before Columbus. The book, The Abrahamic Covenant, put together by E. Raymond Capt, and then also the Roots DVD. And so all together, again, citing different references, but pointing to America in the Bible. And then, of course, we see this scripture time and time again, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you see this on social media or you have somebody quoted or whatever, you know, ask them. When it starts out, if my people. Well, see, there's the very beginning. And this is way back in the Old Testament. Same people. If my people. And you can ask people who those people are. Who are called by my name. Now, who are called by God's name today? God's name is Jesus Christ. And His people are called Christians. It is that simple. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so we have to remember that. That is, you know, we started off in Proverbs and Psalms in trusting in the Lord with all our heart and not being afraid. And when we are afraid, turning to Him, turning back to His Word, it was that understanding and that basis and that foundation that allowed this nation to be formed, that allowed this ragtag militia army of farmers and store clerks and some sailors and merchantmen to come together in a little ragtag Minutemen army and defeat the greatest army of the time in the Revolutionary War. So that we have this July 4th weekend. So we have this to celebrate. Well, you know, as a nation, we were under attack then, when the nation was being formed, and, well, we're under attack again. Because the nation was built on, and that's one of the reasons why, because it was built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, on the Ten Commandments, on His Word, on fulfilling the promise and the the covenant of that he would make us many nations. And he has. But we're under attack today, and many people just do not know these things. They do not know. That's one of the reasons we emphasize reading the Bible, and one of the reasons that, well, I guess God is allowing us to continue on here to put these resources out. So, as you wrap up your July 4th weekend, probably had a lot of fireworks, maybe some hot dogs, maybe some refreshments. Take time to remember the foundation of why we have this. And if you have the opportunity, continue to share that with others. Maybe this next week at work, when people talk about what a great weekend, and oh, did you see those fireworks and this and that, remind them why we have those things. I think it is a great opportunity, a great opening of the door to do that very thing. Well, that's what I've got for you this morning. We do continue to ask you to keep Texas, those in that Kirk County and that all those impacted by those floods, in your prayers, and pray for God's mercy and his strength and comfort to be upon them. We've been doing that here. And stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit message that I know you're going to enjoy. I don't remember ever hearing it. I don't. Jason told me the title. I don't remember hearing it. So I'm looking forward to it. And then, as I said, we've got a brand new message, a continuation on in Acts by Brother Zach. And so, again, thanks for being with us here at the beginning of July, and God bless.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country stolen, keep on rolling over Snake High. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, Snake High.
Disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake Hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake High. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, Snake High.
weather.
Step into the water.
Water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Deeper.
Have no fear to tread where the saints all trod. Step into the water.
Water.
Wade out a little bit deeper.
Deeper.
Join with us and sing to the Lamb of God.
It is time we the people stand up for what is right. It is time we squared our shoulders back and raised our swords to fight. Jesus is our commander, and the Spirit is our shield. The church needs more of the faithful to be soldiers in the field. Let us step into the water.